The big difference was that the wise virgins had enough oil and the foolish hadn't. So we need to be looking at how do we get oil? The oil, of course, represents the Holy Spirit. How can we be more filled with the Holy Spirit? The answer of that question lies in verse 9. When the foolish asked the wise, "Can you give us a bit of your oil so that we have enough too?" Then the wise said, "No, lest there should not be enough for us and you, but you rather go to those who sell and buy for yourselves." The oil makes you ready. You need to buy oil. What, buy? Does that not go against every principle of the scripture? Now you may quote to me verses like Matthew 10. "Freely you have received, freely give." Or Isaiah 55. "Ho, everyone who thirsts, come to the waters, and you who have no money, come buy and eat. Yes, come buy wine and milk without money and without price." I thought everything is free in the kingdom of God. If someone here on earth gives you a very good deal or a huge present, then you wonder what is wrong. For example, if a message appears on your computer, "Subscribe here and you will get $500. Then you simply don't believe it. You straight away ask the question, what's the catch? Because nothing is free. I will tell you now something which will first puzzle you. Nothing is free in the kingdom of God either. Yes, you heard correctly. Let me explain. Everything which is free for you and me was paid for with a huge price by Jesus Christ himself. Our salvation, our healing, and our deliverance, it was all paid for by Jesus on the cross. So yes, Jesus ultimately paid for the oil, the Holy Spirit, otherwise we would never be able to receive him. The disciples were only filled with the Holy Spirit after Jesus had paid on the cross. Our paying the price means confessing and repenting of our sin and turning to Christ for salvation, that he can clothe us in his righteousness so that we may receive the gift of the Holy Spirit. We need to be full of the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit impacts our lives as nothing else does in this world. He is a spiritual engine who gives you so much life and light. When you face pressure in life, then Holy Spirit will enable you to go through the toughest situations and you will still not lose hope. He enables you to trust God when everybody around you gives up. He also makes your heart soft and tender and tells you when you need to repent of things. Holy Spirit is the one who says, "Be careful, this is a wrong route. It will distract you from God." He also exposes all of our motives and tells you if they come from selfishness or from a pure heart. He knows you and me so much better than we do ourselves. This is when we clean the wick of the lamp so that the light can shine without smoke. In other words, sin and selfishness need to be cleaned out. Otherwise, you are a smoking, stinking lamp. Things like self-gain, self-importance all contribute to a smoking lamp. So what did the five foolish virgins do wrong? Their sin was negligence. They were Christians, probably nice ones too. But what did they not do? They didn't put enough effort into having a lifestyle of containing fresh oil of the Holy Spirit. Let's interpret the Bible with the Bible. The parable of building the house on the rock or sand gives us the answer. Matthew 7 says, "But everyone who hears these sayings of mine and does not do them will be like a foolish man who built his house on the sand." We have exactly the same Greek word, moros, for foolish. Not doing the word of God is called being foolish, according to the Bible. Again, we have the same Greek word, phronimos, for wise in both parables. "Therefore, whoever hears these sayings of mine and does them, I will liken him to a wise man who built his house on the rock." Doing the word of God is called being wise, according to the Bible. Basically, wise means being obedient and foolish means being disobedient in biblical terms. The question now is, in what do we need to be obedient? Again, let's take the interpretation of the Bible itself. In the end, it comes down to who has light. Those who have light are welcome and part of the bride. We need to find out what the lamp is. Proverbs 6 says, "For the commandment is a lamp and the law a light." Psalm 119 says, "Your word is a lamp to my feet and a light to my path." If we are obedient and practice the word and obey his commandments, we are light. But in order to do them, we need the oil, which is the Holy Spirit. The wise virgins contained the oil in their vessels. We read in verse 4, "But the wise took oil in their vessels with their lamps." What are the vessels? We find the answer in 2 Timothy. "But in a great house, there are not only vessels of gold and silver, but also of wood and clay, some for honor and some for dishonor. Therefore, if anyone cleanses himself from the latter, he will be a vessel for honor, sanctified and useful for the master, prepared for every good work." The Bible compares us with vessels. Therefore, we as vessels need to be full of oil of the Holy Spirit. Ephesians 5 says, "Be filled with the Spirit." And then we have enough oil to make the lamps burn brightly. In other words, then we are able to be obedient to the word and his commandments. The word of God and the commandments without the Spirit, without oil, is a dry textbook. And it will only be a matter of time until you quit. Lamps without oil equals dry and boring religion.